Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Hector Garcia with Something New. You're listening to the Something New podcast. I'm coming to you from the studios here at Summer Street Studios, and this is where we do our podcast all the time. So check it out. A few weeks ago, we sat down with Houston's very own Eddie O. That's his nickname. And his name is Eduardo, and he owns a barbecue company here in Houston called Eddie O's Barbecue. We sat down with him at D&T Ice House, which is a cool little bar, eatery. It's just a cool little setup that they have here in Houston. So we sat in the patio. It was cold that night. Me and Steve, at Common Steve, sat down with him. We talked about his business. We had a few drinks. He brought us some treats to eat. Didn't bring us any brisket. So, Eddie O, if you're listening, bro, we got to do this again, because, come on, bro. You're a barbecue company. You didn't have no brisket for us? Nah, we let him slide. It takes a while. He didn't have any barbecue ready. And, you know, it takes a while to cook some brisket. So, check it out. We sit down with Eddie O. We talk business. And this is a good little podcast. We had a good time talking with him. And then you'll hear at the end, we give props to his parents for giving birth to him. But check it out. In this podcast, I accidentally refer to George Strait as Garth Brooks. So I'm sorry. To all your country fans, I apologize right now. All right. Sit back. Go get yourself a little drink. You're listening to Something New. What's up, Steve?
How's it going?
Man, I'm cold already, dude.
Dude.
I need my jacket, dude.
But it feels good.
Joel, I may have to send you to the truck to get my parka. Oh. I have a parka, bro.
Let's start the show over again.
Hey, what's up, Joel?
I don't know if you want to
what up?
Announce that.
I do. Look, we were in Austin this past weekend.
Oh, it makes sense. It makes sense now. You're in Austin.
And I was, everybody else was cold. They were all complaining like, man, it's freezing. It's like, I'm not cold.
I was warm. Yet.
Huh?
I was nice and warm in Austin.
Huh? Where, right?
Yeah. Well, I was.
Oh, because he was in a dog suit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I thought it was the diabetes that was keeping him warm.
No, it's the AIDS.
Oh,
the AIDS keeps him real warm.
That's unproven.
What has the doctor said about that so far?
It's not AIDS if it's only HIV, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not full blown yet. Hey, you're all right, bro.
You got the HIV.
Hey, can you not sneeze on this mic though, please? Yeah, you're way too close with the AIDS.
Hold up. How come my mic sound low?
You know what? I'm going to turn your mic off real quick.
Actually, thanks, Joel, for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate your help.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the one that actually packed the whole truck because he was still typing away.
Well, so not everyone knows what happened in Austin, man. Why'd you pack up the truck?
We had dog pop.
Oh, no, not dog pop. Not dog pop.
Oh, wait, what?
I was talking about today set up to make this happen.
Huh. All right. Anyway. Yeah. Hey, so we're at D&T Drive-In here in the Heights. Is this the Heights still? What do they call this area? Hey, we got more guests. What's up?
Dude, there's a studio audience. Hey. I love it.
Hey, what do they call this area? Somebody tell us.
I don't know. This is my first time here. I was a little sketched out at first when I saw Houston the car Heights. Wash.
Yeah. We're just, you know what? Anything close to downtown, you can get away with calling it the Heights.
Yeah. Hey, once you get past 610.
Like your car's broke down, right?
Yeah.
But you're over by Toot Suite on the other side of downtown 59.
Right.
Where you at, man? Oh, I'm in the Heights.
I'm close to the Heights. Really, really, really close to that. It's like 5 minutes from the Heights.
Right, yeah. So,
You know what? Anything close to downtown.
Oh, hold on. Oh, we're getting that. I got it.
Uh-oh.
Hey, so if you're watching and you're tuning in right now, we're live at D&T Drive-In here in the Heights. And we have a special guest today. The reason we're here today.
Did you make this public? Can any of y'all see the live Facebook?
Yeah.
On
we're
Facebook?
Public, bro.
Are you sure? Because you only got two viewers, and that's me and you.
That's normal, though. That's normal. Normally, we have 1.5. Here's the deal. Facebook don't even have a 1.5 viewer deal, but we get it all the time. So, look, the reason why we're here at D&T is we have a special guest who is a resident. What would you call yourself? A chef here? A resident meat connoisseur,
maestro,
barbecue maestro. Extravaganza. Hold on.
Pit master?
Our special guest tonight is the resident pit master.
Pit master.
So, Steve, I think you can do a commercial off of that for him, right?
Oh, hold on, let me help you out. Man, you I don't know. This is, you're putting me on the spot, bro.
Here you go. Ready?
Oh, hey there, partner. Valentine's is right around the corner. And your lady's looking for some meat. Some good old-fashioned, juicy, smoked meat. You might want to hit up Eddie O's at TNT Drive-In. That's right.
Wow.
Where the barbecue is spicy.
No, keep going, dude. Keep
and
going.
The meat is juicy.
Dude, you know what?
Happy Valentine's, y'all.
Yeah. Dude, that was so good, dude. That was so good. You know what? That's a wrap.
That's it. All right, thanks, guys, for tuning in.
Hey, Eddie, if you ever want to use that commercial, let's talk.
Yeah.
We have a copyright on it already.
Small residual. That's it. You know, just 20% off of whatever you make.
How come every time we use this song for something, it turns into sex? That's the effect Garth Brooks has on you, bro.
It's country, bro. That's
no,
what
it is. It's not country. It's Garth Brooks.
Both of you are already perverts.
Oh, there's a big difference.
Big
country
difference.
And then just Garth
you have
Brooks.
Country,
yeah.
Garth Brooks,
it's just not even.
Hey, Digna, stratosphere. Digna just tuned in.
Where's Digna, man?
She was coming right through. Now.
All right,
Digna,
so,
where you at?
So we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're live. Here's the deal. This is a something new show. All of these shows now go straight to our podcast online.
Right.
On Spotify, and we're also on iTunes. Where else are we?
It's
everywhere.
Stitcher,
Google Play.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I haven't found y'all.
Dan Corey just tuned in. He's like, what's up, y'all? Hey, the trail ride's on its way from San Antonio.
Yeah.
It's so dangerous that a horse already got hurt.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Horse down,
dude.
Oh,
there's a trail ride.
We should make a T-shirt for him.
No.
Horse down.
I dedicate.
Can we start a GoFundMe for him?
No, but I'm going to dedicate this song to that horse. You want to give well wishes out to that horse?
Hey there, buckaroo.
Hey, if you owned a horse, what would his name be?
July.
I learned the song already, by the way, on guitar.
I'd probably call him Whippersnapper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. What would you name your horse?
Hector, so I can beat the shit out of it.
Yeah. Man, you got to go,
thanks,
dude.
Thanks for doing
I'm not funny today.
I almost
you're not on point today. You know what? All your good material is on social media. All your posts. That's it. You lost it.
My poems.
Here's the deal. Some people are only funny on the internet, like behind a keyboard.
Oh, where they can hide and take all day just
hilarious.
To write one post.
Like, man, I want to hang out with them. And then when you go see them and meet them in person.
Right.
No who, personality.
Who is that guy?
It's me.
Yeah, like, was that the same person?
Put the dog suit back on.
Yo,
this cat, that's...
it's in the truck.
So Joel was in a dog suit
right.
in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, he was.
For the first dog pop.
Right.
And how was it?
It was fun. It was warm. I stayed warm.
Sure. That's why...
people kept wanting to take pictures with me. I mean, some people kept thinking I was a giant rabbit.
Yeah, when he's in that dog costume, they think he's a limp rabbit or a cow. One lady was like, are you a cow?
How does that even...
Somebody asked me if I was an elephant.
Somebody asked if he was an elephant. That dog costume is crazy, dude. Yeah.
Awesome all right. people. All right, man.
So welcome everyone again to the show. This is Joel. He's our PA, our production assistant.
I quit.
So this is my first time here at DNT.
Yeah.
I like it, bro.
How you like it?
I'm going to come back.
What are you drinking right there?
Some dry stout. He told me what it was. I forgot.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It tastes good?
You know, my favorite drink is Guinness, so it's pretty close. Yeah.
I just went straight to start with just Dos Equis with salt.
Yeah.
Because I'm Mexican. I represent my people.
Yeah, why are you wearing a flannel today, bro?
I'm Mexican.
Just because it's cold out?
You know what? In honor of our guest today, I'm just keep the top button open.
You can't wear that flannel around here, bro.
I'll get shot.
Do you see all these apartment complexes, bro? They might pick you up. Get you confused as a worker, bro.
We're in the Heights.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I'm okay. We're in the Heights. Yeah. All right, so we're going to bring Eddie O up here in a minute, and we're going to say goodbye to my nephew, Joel.
Thanks, Joel.
Yeah. Thanks for your help this weekend. I got to say this, though, for real. So we did Dog Pop this weekend in Austin, first time.
Right.
I really thought we were going to have to cancel because the weather sucked, dude. Like, Friday we went, and on the way there, it was sleeting. So I'm like, oh, shit.
Spell sleet, because I don't
know. S-L-E-E-T.
Oh, okay.
I know. Hey, I went to high school, dude.
Was it in the Heights?
In the Heights. That, actually, I was close to the Heights. Waltrip. Where my Waltrip Rams at?
Trash.
Everyone's shaking their head.
Hey, so, but I got a hand to this guy. He helps a lot, dude. Nobody knows how much work he does.
Workhorse.
So Friday night, we're like, you know what? Let's just, there's not raining. Let's just go set up what we need to that's going to take a long time on Saturday morning.
Right, right.
We set up the dog play area and some other stuff. And then I just hoped, like I told all the vendors, like by 6 a.m. I'm going to let y'all know if this is going down.
Right.
So I wake up at 5 a.m. I get dressed. I go outside. I'm looking at the weather.
Did you talk to the Lord?
I'm checking the wind. I grab the sand like the guy did on Twister, the movie. Mm. And I let the sand fall. Like, I know how to check weather, bro. Well, I don't need an app, dude.
I feel like I should write stuff down.
He had like 6 apps open.
Dude, I had laptop, an app. He's checking weather. Like, I was checking weather in like Indonesia. Like,
oh, just everywhere. The prediction of other.
All right, will that storm make it here by Saturday?
Oh, the African sand, right? Yeah. With sandstorms or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, it might come over here.
On the way to Birds, he was looking for the news station to check the weather in Austin.
Yeah. So anyway, I wake up at 5. He's still asleep.
Yeah.
I get up. I go. I drive around. I'm like, all right, it looks all right.
Yeah.
I go get coffee. Come back. We go. We start setting up. It looks overcast. Then it starts raining.
Boom.
We have at least 2 tents set up.
Yeah.
And some other stuff's out there. And then me and Joe are just standing behind a tent.
In the cold.
In the cold. 30-something degree weather. Rain.
When there's a perfectly good truck.
And I'm looking at the app.
In the dog suit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at the app, at the radar. I'm like, it's going to. 30 more minutes, it's going to pass. Then other vendors start showing up while it's raining, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was kind of encouraged. I'm like, man, these vendors are badass.
Right, right.
Like one lady showed up. She was one of the first ones. She's like, we're going to do this? I'm like,
oh, yeah, shit.
You're here.
Hell yeah.
Then she actually started setting up in the rain.
You paid that deposit, girl. Hell yeah, we're going to do it.
I couldn't cancel, dude. $900 in permits I had to get her for that event. And, then Tiffany shows up with Chrysler's.
Right, right.
Then I'm really encouraged. I'm like, oh, it's on.
Yeah.
Then the rain stops, clears up.
Right.
The ground dries up.
Cold.
All the vendors start showing up. Maybe 5 canceled, but it's cool. I totally understand. And we did it, and we had a good event.
How many people turned up?
In that 4-hour period, I'd probably say like 600-700 people. Not a lot. With their dogs.
Yeah.
So
I sold some coffee.
That's good, man.
We sold coffee. We had a lot of beer.
That's a lot of sandals that came out.
Yeah. So anyway, all that to say, this guy, thank you.
Yeah.
Y'all give it up for Joel.
Good game, bro.
How about you raise my pay since I'm doing
it? Thank you.
All right, see you later, dude.
I'm taking $20 an hour.
All right, see you later. Go get me a beer. Thanks. Yeah, Joel.
Digna says she's not going to make it out after all, bro.
She's not making it? Ah, man. I'll take a Heffenweizen if they have one. A Heffenweizen?
Yeah.
Live Oak?
What would pair well with some good barbecue?
What's going to pair? Well, I don't know what he has today. We're going to see
in a
minute.
It's a treat.
Yeah.
Eww.
All right. So without further ado, right?
Yeah, you dragged this out.
Wait, I got to get his intro music.
I was ready to see Eddie, to be honest with you. You just completely dragged this out.
Wait, I got to get his intro music.
I even logged off right here. Watching our own live feed, hoping.
Oh, yeah? All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for Eddie O.
Eddie O.
You know, I just learned his real name, like, recently.
What is it?
What's your real name? Edward?
Eduardo.
Eduardo Way?
Yeah, man. Damn.
Here, you're going to need these headphones.
You get a card.
Damn, he's already handing out business cards.
I have a card.
Here. So when you talk on this mic, you got to speak pretty close.
All right.
Oh, we got an extra mic here. Damn. This is
That's to just bring in a fourth person if we need to.
Oh.
Damn.
Special
guest. How do we prop these up? You're propping it up?
Yeah.
So they can see it in the heights. Look, if you're in the Heights right now, y'all need to come out. Hey, you like your intro music? Can you hear?
Yeah, I loved it, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's
can you pick up his mic a little bit?
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, he needs to lift a little.
Come on, bro.
There? Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
a
you
test.
Tell me.
How high? Oh, come in just a little bit more. Can you scoot in just a little bit? There you go. No, you need to go lower now, Steve. Yeah, there you go.
Is that
act
good?
Like, yeah, act like you're about to sing, do a recording for your rap album.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
There you go.
Should I have
a, that's good. No, keep it a little bit straight. Right there.
All
right. Yeah, boom. Do a check.
I'm not used to things
do a check
like
real
that,
quick.
Man, in my face.
Can y'all hear Eddie out there?
Yeah. Tiffany says, hello, Eddie.
Here, talk in your mic.
With little hearts on there.
Talk real quick, Eddie O.
Hey, Tiff.
Keep talking.
My name's Eddie O. I'm from here, Northside, Houston, Texas, and I'm the resident barbecue service here at D&T in the Heights.
Yeah.
From the north side, just on the outskirts of the Heights.
You know why I'm turning it up for him?
Oh.
He's got on boots.
Oh,
show your boots, bro. Show your boots.
Is that an ostrich?
You know, I get jealous around rodeo time because I don't have a pair of boots. No.
Well, you got to buy them this rodeo to break them in.
To break them in?
Yeah, otherwise you'll be walking funny and people will know that.
You know what? I feel weird. I've done that before. I found some used boots at a thrift store.
Yeah?
For the cook-off. For
Cavenders?
Nah. Sand Dollar.
No, man.
It's
yeah,
all right, bro.
And it felt weird. I couldn't wear it because the heel was like that. Or
Those were probably the wrong.
Wait,
boots,
what just happened right now, Eddie?
How come my boots had stiletto heels?
Yeah, the heels were like, and they were so skinny. I just couldn't balance my ankles. My poor ankles.
Dude, how you doing? How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm tired, but I'm making it, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, tell everyone who you are again, and how did you end up here at D&T?
So my name is Eduardo, and my middle name is Vicente. So that's where the charro in my logo comes from. You might be able to see it on.
Did your parents name you after Vicente Fernandez?
They actually did.
They did?
Yeah.
Is your mom here right now?
Yeah, my mom's over
there. Hey, that's tight.
But when thinking of a barbecue name a couple years back, I couldn't exactly call it, you know, Vicente's Barbecue or Eduardo O's. So I called it Eddie O's, and it kind of just stuck. But anyway,
your nickname's Eddie. Did you grow up being called Eddie?
Yeah, okay. my dad's name is Eduardo, and they call him Eddie. And you know, my name's Eduardo, so they started calling me Eddie, and it just kind of stuck. I actually didn't like it until this barbecue thing started taking off.
Till I started cashing them checks.
Tiffany Wilkerson says, "Tell Eddie O, I said hey."
Hey Tiff, yeah, that's my girl. She's out at Tiff out at Chrysler's.
Ruby Rivetta said, "North Side," and she put the North Side
right.
North Side gang sign. I don't even know what it is, dude.
Here it is.
Oh,
oh man, Facebook. We have no association with Eddie O at North Side. Please do not block our account.
But
hey, wait, hold on. Play that gang sign one more time. Do it one more time. Ready? Go.
Yeah, go. But anyway, so that's me, Eddie O's Barbecue. I'm out of the north side, the near north side here in Houston, Texas, and we've probably, you know, really started kicking this thing off for about a good solid year. We started back in 2017, and in a year we managed to, you know, go from popping up around town, various spots from Rice Village, shout out to Bayleson Brewery who gave us our first regular platform. And then we were at motorcycle shops, Harley-Davidson shops. We did a couple breweries out in Oak Forest. Mm-hmm. And then eventually,
that Bash Brewery over there, right?
No, we actually did Holler, and then we did...
Holler.
Yeah, we did Holler. Bayleson was our first kind of steady one between them. And, man, we've done so many. It's been... But
you've been all over the place, basically.
Yeah, there's a so I kept the legacy information on the
on the location tab of my website, just to give people a sense of exactly what we've been doing since we launched the company. But in that span, we managed to become the in-house barbecue service here at D&T, and it was undergoing some, you know, some structural changes.
Right.
And it kind of fit in with their vision of kind of growing this from just a watering hole to more of a hangout destination, right, a dining experience.
So when are you here? What are the hours?
So predominantly I'm here on the weekends. Pretty much every Saturday we'll have service. And then bi-weekly I'll do a back-to-back Saturday and Sunday service. Okay. So
right now just Saturdays?
Well, Saturday and Sunday, but okay. Saturday and Sunday is only bi-weekly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is that because they rotate?
Wait, can you simplify that for a little bit?
Yeah,
so more for me. You confused me three times. All right. And you only said it twice.
Okay.
He's drunk, by the way.
Yeah. Shout out to Lone Star.
Official beer. Unofficial sponsor, Lone Star. Hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. So
Saturday and Sunday.
So regularly, right, I'm an energy professional in the energy industry.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's my full-time gig.
Really? Work on a rig.
Yeah, so.
I thought you did this full-time.
No, I don't do this full-time. Wow. I'm not going to say what company I work for, but I work full-time in the energy industry.
Okay.
And then barbecue has essentially moved from becoming a side, you know, passion to a full-time, pretty much a second job. Yeah.
Wow.
So, So we can really only operate on the weekends, just given our capacity. But we're here every Saturday, and then every other weekend we're here both Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, there
so
you
I'll
go.
Say
there
that again. We're
you.
Here every Saturday.
And every Saturday.
Every other weekend we're here both Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. So every Saturday, but every other Sunday.
Correct. Yeah, that's another way of putting it.
You're all right, bro.
It's because, you know, when you say it in English, I understand it in Spanish.
Yeah.
But when you say it in Spanish, I understand it in English.
Oh,
so,
okay.
The translation gets lost there.
Yeah. No, that's tight. So here's what I want to say. So I thought you were doing this full time, bro.
Okay.
Because he
made a heavy investment, right? On that barbecue pit.
Correct.
He just purchased.
You bought a bigger pit?
Yeah, so we moved from, I mean, those of you who follow us might know part of our story, but we essentially started out with a pit about as big as this, well, maybe half the size of this table in back of me. And
which was your uncle's, right?
Right. That was my Theo Ray's pit. I inherited it when he died, and that's what got us going, and we started cooking brisket on that, but, you know, We didn't realize that things were going to sort of kick off as rapidly as they have. And so in order to stay in step with that growth, we needed to upgrade the pit. So we ended up getting a 500-gallon smoker. Shout out to Robert Pierce, Houston
Smokers.
Hey,
what's up, Robert?
Woo.
How big is it? Is it big as that table right there?
Yeah, you can fit a couple bodies in there, man.
Dang.
Yeah. It's pretty big. I'd say the capacity, maybe, I don't know, 20 briskets, something like that.
Yeah. So how many briskets do you...
That's a lot of meat,
okay,
y'all.
Okay, like, for example, when you... Did I meet you at Will Leather?
Yeah, so we originally met. Okay. Well, no, I think we met through another creative kind of outlet, but...
Yeah.
Excuse me. Anyway. We really started...
You thought he was about to cry?
Yeah.
He was getting emotional.
He was talking about his Theo Ray. I mean, even I felt like crying. I never even met him before. I was like, man, he did something right. If that pit got him started to where people love the food, that he outgrew that pit, there was some specialness in that pit, bro.
This is a good story because I really thought you were doing this full time. I really do. And I'm sure you already see this too. You're going to have your own spot one day, bro.
Like that's the plan.
Yeah.
He knows it, bro.
Yeah, that's the plan.
And you're
moving
so fast. Like, you're getting all this press. And I remember the last time I saw you at Will Leather. What was the big barbecue blogger that was there?
There was a couple of them that actually shout out to Mr. Mike out at Will Leather Goods.
Mm. Mike's good people.
Mike is really good people, man. And he kind of offered me a steady platform, which is still available. But he kind of understands our business strategy right now. We're really trying to provide our customers a regular dining experience and take the guesswork out of, you know, finding us and locating us, and D&T gives us that. So taking the burden off of the customer and really just letting them know, hey, we're regular here. This is where you can find us.
Right.
But Mike's been super supportive, and it just, I don't know if it's coincidence or, you know, the good man upstairs, but each time we've been at Will Leather Goods, that's when most of our barbecue columnists and writers and people and industry folks.
You know why?
Because
it's in the Heights.
That's what it is.
Well, that doesn't hurt, man. Yeah.
See,
but but yeah, you were there. You were there the day that there's the barbecue editor of Texas Monthly.
Yeah, what was his name?
His name's Daniel Vaughn. Shout out to Mr. Vaughn.
Oh, he loved it, dude. Mm-hmm. He loved your tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy. I think Texas is the only state in the union that has a full time barbecue editor.
Okay.
But anyway, he just so happened to be in town, and he got wind that we were popping up, and so he decided that he would give us a try. And then, a couple weeks later, we came out on a list of top 15 Tex-Mex bites in Texas, and since then things have kind of really just started to balloon, but. You know, we just try to stay honest with the barbecue, man, and take it in stride.
So you sell out. Every time I'm around, you're, like, vending next to you with our coffee bar. You always sell out.
The goal is always to sell out. Yeah. I mean, we don't want to overcook. Barbecue's not one of those things that you can just reheat and, you know, throw in the,
It's not that good.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, don't get me wrong. You know, there have been times when I've had some meat left over and I'll reheat it for the fam and things like that. We don't mind that, but I wouldn't necessarily provide that to the customers.
To sell it. Yeah. I mean, I'll eat leftover barbecue.
And I would sell it to you, reheat it. I mean, there's a demand.
He's going
to
start us on barbecue.
There is plenty of borrachins.
You still have the little old smoky?
That's good. No, the green egg.
As long as you don't call it Stevie O's, man.
Oh, Steve O's.
I'm going to call it the other Eddie O's. The day after tomorrow, Eddie O's.
Hey, shout out to Waltrip High School, though.
Hey, you went to Waltrip?
I'm a Ram, man.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Steve, you got to go, bro. You got to go. I got a new co-host right here.
Hey.
I'm a Redskin, though.
I eat the Rams, though.
What do you?
Oh, they're not Redskins. Even Redskins.
The Lamar.
Anymore. I know.
Oh, you went to Lamar? Yeah.
Pura Politica, bro.
How did you get to Lamar? You're like 30 miles on the other side of town.
I said I was from the Heights.
When did you graduate?
03.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was in 90. I wonder if some of the same teachers were still there.
Probably, what? Man. They're probably still there.
Yeah. Like some of the coaches were still there, I think.
Yeah.
Was Coach Zuccarini still there?
Yeah, Coach Zuc was still there.
He was still there?
Yep. Wow. He's a football coach.
Wait, why are you asking about coaches? You never played any sport.
I know, but I know the coaches.
I believe Eddie plays some sport. You know, I really believe
he looks like he played baseball. Right?
I played baseball, but I.
Well, baseball, I barbecue, football, barbecue. It kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah. I thought the girls were cooler, man, so I didn't last on the baseball team too long.
Okay.
But it was good.
Man,
it was good
too. Huh. I like him more already, dude.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey, so what did you bring?
And my Theo Ray was a Ram.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old was he?
Oh, man, he would have been 60. He passed away.
So he probably went to high school with Patrick Swayze.
I don't. Well, no, he didn't. Yeah. But I know the Undertaker and Patrick Swayze both went there. Rams.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
See what's up, bro? Damn. I went to a good high school before the gangs infiltrated it.
Before Eddie O.
Before Eddie O. Yeah. After Eddie O left, like MS-13 came. Like it's gone, dude. But it's coming up. Hey, so what did you bring us, dude? You brought some treats?
Yeah, man. So like I said, barbecue isn't one of those things that I just hold. Mm. It's one of those things that we always cook fresh. We serve it to the customers. Whatever we don't sell, we donate.
Right.
The goal is always try to sell out, but it's not exactly something I can go home and prepare.
Right.
You know, a brisket is a 14-hour cook. So,
But
I did bring some elote. We recently debuted an elote bake that has gotten some pretty good feedback.
Yeah.
I won't say it's, you know, groundbreaking. There's a lot of good barbecue guys out there doing a great version of, of some street corn, some elote.
Everything you make is good. Like, one time you introduced me to your charro beans.
Yeah, those have become the magic beans, man. Yeah, those actually are life-changing beans. Yeah.
Hey, when I ate my first spoonful, like a little tear.
Yeah,
tear
came down. They're magically delicious. They're life-changing beans. They're the holy frijoles. Those beans, those beans will repair your relationship.
Man,
yeah.
You need to sell those at Valentine's Day. I want you to make a whole pot just for Joel.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll fix his life.
Maybe it'll help.
You know?
Yeah. He needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
And then we'll take them to church, and hopefully Jesus can kind of pick up the pieces.
I don't think so.
But the beans might help.
You
give them a good jump start.
Hey, look. So Philippe Zapata is like Eddie O's is the bomb. Who else? Do you know a Bernadette Mosqueda?
Yeah, that's my cousin. Shout out to my cousin Twins.
She's like best barbecue tacos I've ever had. Love Eddie O's. By the way, Eddie, where's my money? You owe her some money?
No, I'm kidding.
She didn't say that.
Okay, man.
he was like, oh, shit. Did I ever pay her back?
No, yeah. But, yeah, man. So I brought some elote with something that I could, you know. Like I said, I stepped away from my energy job, and I had a couple hours in between the podcast to whip up some elote. So
let's eat it up real quick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. Here, I'll give us some interlude music real quick.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You've been watching the Something New Show. We've covered a lot of things today, from barbecue to, relationship tips. And both of them have come back to Hector's Flano. Hector's Flano keeps you warm at night and makes you wonder.
Hey,
Does he have anything else in his closet?
I rotate between like two or three flannels and a blue button-up.
Yeah. I mean, it works.
But I bought a brand new T-shirt.
That just means you're a minimalist, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly. The new word, minimalist. Yeah. I'm not poor. I'm a minimalist. That's what it is.
When I went to Austin over the weekend, I packed my suitcase full of stuff, just preparing, right?
Right.
I wore the same jeans the whole weekend. My favorite orange sweater. You know which one,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
I wore that. And probably this flannel. And I bought a T-shirt while I was there from Flat Track Coffee. It's underneath this.
Well, that's going to be in the rotation.
Well, I've already had it on for 2 days. I'm going to wear it tomorrow, too, because nobody... Look,
nobody
does it count if anybody's seen your shirt or not?
Nah, bro. I mean, technically, you were in Austin.
Exactly.
So, you didn't wear it here in Houston.
Oh, you're right. That gives me 2 extra days here, dude. I get to wear it two extra days.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, look, here comes the elote. I don't think you're ready, dude.
I don't know.
It's kind of like my first time again.
Dang. Let's see. Can they see that on the camera?
Well, how do we eat this, Pitmaster? Do we sprinkle the lemon on?
Yeah, so the idea of it, it's my take on a traditional Mexican-style elote, but I'm actually not a huge fan of elote.
No?
Does it
have mayonnaise in it?
We'll let you determine that.
It already looks good.
Yeah. But I'm actually not a huge fan of elote. So once I pinpointed a recipe that I liked, then is when I started debuting it. So it's meant to be eaten with a little wedge of lime. It may or may not have a kick. I don't really have a set recipe.
They all look sad because they don't have no corn.
Yeah, well, we brought enough for the people to
for the guests. We're gonna have a corn party in a minute.
Mom, if you want, we can actually share some corn.
Dang, thank you, Mom.
Hey, you know who runs this?
Hey,
it's okay, Mom.
Hey, what's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Carolyn.
Carolyn, thanks for giving birth to Eddie O. Because this corn is so good.
You did a good job, Carolyn. Yeah.
You did
and
good.
And dad.
Mom and dad.
Yeah.
Dad's help right here.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Eddie, what's up? Eddie Senior, right?
Well, we're actually not junior because my dad is just Eduardo Ortiz, and I'm Eduardo Vicente.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so
I need to find some Vicente Fernandez real quick.
Yeah, man, that's often what we jam when we cook. That's kind of the push us through music. Yeah.
This corn is good, bro.
That's good.
Yeah, like, man, I'm still tweaking it, but I think for the most part the process is down.
You know what sucks about corn though? It all comes out of you in the morning. Right?
Eventually, yeah. It depends on how good you're...
Does any of this...
I'm busy
like
right
digest?
Now. I'm busy. Oh,
you're
right
busy?
Now. I'm busy.
You're too busy.
You might as well just keep the show on that side of the table.
Yeah, it depends on how regular you are, man. But corn will eventually break down.
It will?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not what I've been told.
Well, if his attire and his bowel system is regular as often as he is, he's going to be good.
Yeah, I was trying to find
some. You just got some more guests in, bro.
I was trying to find Vicente, but I'm not getting a good internet connection.
Hmm? Could be because we're in the Heights.
We're in the Heights, dude. The internet don't work over here in the Heights. Hey, this is really good, though, for real.
This is good. It's delicious.
So I know you have, it's like your secret recipe, but is there mayonnaise in there?
There is some. There's a little bit of mayonnaise in there, yeah. So that's mainly why I don't really like elote, because I don't really like mayonnaise.
Bro.
But there is a little bit of mayonnaise in here.
I love mayonnaise.
It makes mayonnaise sandwiches, bro.
There's some green onion, some Parmesan. There's a little bit of cayenne pepper in here.
No, it's good, bro. It's creaminess. You get that out.
Brandy Mosqueda. Who is that?
Oh, that's Bernard Mosqueda's sister.
Oh, she's so like, I love my boss. What does that mean?
So occasionally she works for you sometimes? Occasionally she'll be out here helping me out. Yeah, I wouldn't say working for me, but she helps me out occasionally. So it's been a good time. There have been times when we've really been up against it, and
she came through.
Yeah, twins helped me out quite a bit. So shout out to the twins.
My nephew said, "Too bad."
Oh, I went.
See, I almost choked out.
I just found the spiciness.
Corn, man.
I just found the spiciness.
Joel said, "Too bad he didn't have those beans to fix your marriage."
Oh,
to me, he's talking to me, everybody. Yeah.
So let me ask you this: this is my first time I had your corn, and then the first time that I met you was at Grateful Dane's Rum Throwdown. Mm. That was the first time I had his barbecue.
Right.
I was hooked immediately. I'm hooked on the corn. I don't live in the Heights, right? So I have to make a little trek to come to D&T for the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can I call in an order?
Yeah, so outside of, you know, regular service here at D&T, we still, you know, I can't. So we recently got contacted for some pretty large orders. So it, you know, it just depends on how much you're calling in and how much we have to cook. But, yeah, you can call in an order. And
like on the weekends. I just want to come pick up dinner. Oh,
yeah, for sure.
Just call up.
Yep.
Do I call up D&T?
No,
you?
No.
I don't see that number.
You call 713-659-9961.
Spin it that way.
Yeah. So that's our business number. But we purposely didn't put all of that information on our business card because we wanted the aesthetic of the business card really to shine through. So all you'll find on the business card is eddieosbbq.com. But
and the phone number is at the website.
Dang, look. Yeah, so if you go to the website,
another beer appeared.
Yeah, if you go to the website, you can call in an order. Actually, because Brandy and my cousins aren't always able to help me out, and because, you know, I'm only one person, we started doing a give us your name and
can
number.
Can I buy another corn?
We'll text your order. No, man, you can have
can as I much have one
corn
more corn?
You, yeah. You can have as much corn as you want.
Can I have another corn, ma'am?
No,
we might start putting brisket in.
It's so good, dude.
He wants his dad. Hey. He stopped the whole good. He was in the middle of a sales pitch, and you just kind of came through. Can I have more corn, please?
I'm sorry, bro. It's
please,
so good.
Can I have more corn? Come on, bro.
Oh, that's mine. That's
oh,
his.
Wow. Thank you. Here's your corn.
This is so good, dude.
Yeah, so squeeze the lime on it. Don't
man.
Because I
you got to do it with the lime, bro.
Last time, yeah, man. And I'm Fiesta sure. sells them five for a dollar, so I want to get my money.
Sometimes they're talking about 50 for a dollar.
Yeah, well, 50 limes for a dollar.
Hey, they want to build the wall, so the limes have gone up, man.
Hey, my nephew got hired to go build the wall. He leaves tomorrow.
I'm gonna send him with some corn.
Yeah, hey, you'll sell a lot of corn over there.
Dude, speaking of the wall and
I'm going to refrain from the political discussion.
We won't do that. It's about barbecue.
Okay.
So I went to Laredo this last weekend.
Shout out to Laredo, Texas. That's where my old man's from.
Oh, well, Laredo.
Oh, well, yeah. So I went because my uncle was having a birthday party. So we went. We had a good time, whatever. Long story short, my nephew ordered barbecue in. You know, I'm already up in, you know, I'm from Houston. We have real barbecue. Mm-hmm. You know, I know Eddie O, right? And so anyway, so he starts telling me about his best friend.
He ordered some barbecue?
Yeah. So his best friend from elementary school started barbecuing. Just kind of, you know, back doors, kind of like what Eddie, you know, just. And he got serious, started getting into competition. But when he wanted to get serious, this is the point that I want to make. When he wanted to get serious and he wanted to buy a real pit, where'd he come? Houston, Texas.
Really?
He came. Dang. I don't know how much you pay for your pit, but I can imagine from his price range, I think he spent like $10,000 on the pit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then
that sound about right, dude. They, can they run that much?
Oh yeah, they can definitely.
Or did that guy
upwards.
Get got? Maybe he got got.
I know, right?
No. So apparently it was stainless steel and all kinds of whatever. I don't know gizmos, but his barbecue was good. But you know, you follow a good recipe, it's gonna come out good, anyways.
Right.
But with Eddie O's, I can see the difference in the barbecue sauce too. Mm. You know what I mean? So you know, after a while, somebody's not just following the recipe.
Right.
It's kind of like
you make all your stuff, everything yourself, right?
Oh yeah, everything I make myself. Like the only thing
you even have your own branded barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I make my own barbecue sauce, my own salsa, my own corn, my own brisket, my own everything. The only thing I don't make is the tortillas. My grandmother makes the tortillas. Oh. My grandmother's in the house. Shout out to my grandmother.
The whole family's here.
She's like, uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the so I'm trying to hug her ankles as much as possible because
Do you use white wing flour or your own
we
flour?
We can't tell you all that.
Hey, oh, she's like, you did not just say white wing flour. I'll cut you.
So my grandmother's been a huge inspiration. She's part of our story. You know, the barbecue inside I kind of get from my dad's side, but the whole, you know, movida, the whole kind of chente illustration and all of that comes sort of from my mom's side. Mm.
Your Aunt Lolly says she's proud of you.
That's my Aunt Lolly, yeah.
Oh, Lolly.
Yeah.
Get it straight, bro. You
so,
yeah.
So here's what I like.
Her name is Dolores. So
what's up, Dolores?
Yeah. But yeah, man, so we recently had Super Beef out at St. Arnold, and my grandmother pushed out 450 tortillas.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, she started about 4 in the morning, man, and she cooked. Yeah. Yeah, wow. damn near in parallel with our brisket cook, and we came back with 17 tortillas.
That's it?
Wow. Yeah.
Do you have any left over?
No, man.
Can I get a couple of dozen?
Yeah, well, no. Yeah.
Isn't triple the price, bro?
Yeah, she's booked.
She's a little busy right now.
Yeah, she's a little busy.
A little busy.
Almost 500 tortillas, dude.
Yeah,
that's 450 minutes busy. Like,
so does your grandmother? Because my mom has the same roller she's been using for like 40 years,
right?
And like the handles already, like they broke off years ago.
Oh shit!
And she just rolls like that.
Yeah, so
you still have your own roller?
Oh, she's my grandma.
Right, Joel's bugging her like, how many tortillas can I?
He's trying to get more corn.
My grandmother's pala doesn't even have handles. My grandfather made her. He used to be a ornamental worker, so he made her one out of some ornamental steel, and that's what we use.
That's indestructible. Boom. And you know what? I bought my mom a new one time, thinking it was going to be a good gift, like a stainless
dry stout.
I got her a stainless steel roller.
Huh? Hold on.
They're doing a beer order right now.
Yeah, beer run.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, go get us some barbecue.
Hey, I got more corn for you right here, bro.
So that the viewers and the audience knows, this was sort of a last minute deal.
Yeah.
We kind of, you know,
yesterday we planned this.
Yeah, we planned this just the day before. But it isn't the last time, so you know, if we do it again, we'll certainly work with more advance notice to have some
brisket. We're gonna do it only because there's gonna be some brisket,
right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
We'll go do it at your grandmother's.
Whatever.
we'll
help make some tortillas, bro.
Because you can't go to my grandmother's for free.
She's gonna put us to like cut the grass and
I know how to paint, bro.
So here's what's tight that I like. Every time I see you, it's a family affair.
Yeah.
Like everybody, your whole family's in there helping you.
Definitely supportive.
So that's what I love, man. You don't see that a lot.
Yeah, my family has, I mean, without my family, I really wouldn't be able to do what I do. I mean, I'm heavily.
Isaac from Pitforks says, what's up?
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Isaac and his wife out there from Pitforks and Smoke Rings Barbecue out in Slayton, Texas. They just made Texas Monthly as well. That's my boy. We've had many late night conversations. He's given me a lot of tips. Yeah. That's how barbecue is.
You have another barbecue friend here too, right?
Yeah, shout out to Ray's Texas Smoke Barbecue. Ray's? That's my brother Ray.
Hey, do you have any brisket in your truck? come on, man.
I specifically told Ray you better not bring brisket, man.
He comes strapped, bro.
Yeah, look, he has some in his fanny pack.
He's like, oh yeah, hold on, I got a few.
You want deer sausage? Wait. What are you feeling like right now?
Chopped biscuit,
no, but
rice biscuit.
But corn. Yeah. I got some corn.
Oh, that's Ray Dominguez of Ray's Texas Smoke Barbecue and his wife Tight. Genesis. They're good people, man, and that's really what barbecue's about. We met a lot of good people. They helped us out at Super Beef. At the same time that I asked for help, they offered help. Wow. And you know, it was really a showcase of how, you know, we can kind of put our individual brands aside for a minute,
yeah,
and just support barbecue.
Man, I love that, dude. Thank you, sir. So that's what's tight too, is that all these barbecue brands, y'all could be like, I don't, you know, try to keep things separate. It's like a family as well, right?
Yeah, for the most part, man. It's like any other business, you know, vertical. You'll have folks that don't necessarily operate in good faith, but you can find that anywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
not in the Heights.
Yeah, not in the Heights, but for the most part, I would say most of the barbecue brothers that I've, you know, with whom I've crossed paths, have all been pretty genuine, and they really operate out of, you know, good faith, and they right. want you to do well, and that's the case with my brother Ray. So it's been a good you know, it's been a good run, man. But like anything else, you know, not everybody's like that.
And right.
Those people you kind of just gotta, you know, you kind of just gotta ignore and move forward. And you know, at the end of the day, Houston's a huge town, and yeah. There's enough for all of us to eat. And
there's plenty of barbecue to go around.
Yeah, there's plenty of barbecue to go around, and there's yeah. plenty of people to feed. So that's right kind of how we look at
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he eats a lot.
Not when your mom's around. There's never enough. There's never enough meat.
That sucks, dude. I can't even take my mom any barbecue because shit, like, she don't have her teeth on all the time.
Wait,
can you mash it up real good? Like,
yeah, we can do a chopped brisket. We can do a chopped brisket, man.
All right, like super chopped.
Yeah. 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 We can put it in a brisket, a blender brisket.
How about a ninja?
Man, that's messed up because my sister-in-law is watching. She's gonna tell my mom.
Yeah, mom, look what they said, mom.
Hey, so are you doing anything for the rodeo?
No, man. No. Actually, for the rodeo, I'm going to kick back and enjoy it. I'll be at the cook-off Friday night, so I'm going to kick back, and I'm going to enjoy my time there, man. I'm going to go shout out to Brooks and Dunn. I'm going to go see my boy Ronnie Brooks, or Scotty Brooks. And
Brooks and
Ronnie
Dunn are still alive?
Yeah, they're still alive. That's the one reason I want to go see him, man. I wanted to go see Chenta before he stopped singing, but I never made that trip, so I promised myself that I wouldn't let that happen again.
Man, that's tight. So are you... Did you grow up around horses or?
Yeah.
No, man, we drive cars down here.
You wear boots regularly, right? Like that's your normal.
Yeah,
like I put on Vans in the morning. You throw on a pair of boots, right?
Now, yeah. But growing up, I actually wasn't, you know, too fond of wearing a pair of boots, man. I preferred a tennis shoe and a ball cap. I guess that's that baseball side.
Yeah,
and. You know, when I got dressed up and slicked up and, you know, for my sister's quince or prom or whatever it was, I used to wear some old school Stacey Adams.
Oh, I remember those.
What? Yeah.
Chambelan style,
yeah,
bro.
So it was more Chuco.
You kept them real shiny.
Yeah, it was more Chuco style.
Yeah.
But,
did you have a chain? Did you have a Zoot Suit chain?
Oh, man. Yeah.
No. They didn't allow that at Wall Trip?
No, but it was, you know, so that's – but then you know, we still kind of carry that same, you know, that same passion. But yeah,
cool.
Barbecue was always a part of us growing up, man. I grew up doing a lot of camping and fishing and hunting and you know, cooking was always a part of that.
Right.
And so naturally, you know, I sort of just fell into it. Most of the men on my dad's side, on the Ortiz side, you know, have been cooks or have been the ones to cook and. So it's no surprise, man. But now my go-to pair of, you know,
your boots.
Footwear is.
What
my
are those made out of?
These are made out of ostrich.
Ooh.
How big are the heels?
Yeah.
Are they big heels? They're not. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna buy some boots. I'm gonna go find some boots.
All right. Yeah, I get my boots from Cavender's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want them worn in already.
No, man.
No.
Well, I mean,
is it all right?
I'll sell you these.
Teach me some boot etiquette.
All right, yeah.
I shouldn't wear another man's boots, right?
You should never wear another man's boots, never touch another man's woman, and never touch another man's hat.
Oh, damn,
bitch! That's how you freak.
What kind of hat do you have? Like a 10-gallon?
No, man. They don't make hats by the gallon.
No, no, no. You never heard of that? A 10-gallon hat?
No, we just have a...
there's a hat. There's such a thing, right?
Maybe, yeah. But,
I like how that guy... I like how he gave you sympathy. Yeah, you know he's from the Heights.
I looked at the white guy.
Yeah, he's like, totally giving you...
Did you see I scan? I'm like, oh, white guy, he knows.
Oh, Northside. No, no empathy. No empathy for Northside.
He don't even have brisket.
Yeah. Nah, Grandma's just shaking her head.
We were at Cattleman.
What kind of show is this?
Pendejo.
Yeah, she's going to tell Eddie O later. ¿Por qué fuiste en ese show?
Baboso. Anyway, back to Eddie O.
Back to Eddie. What kind of hat do you have?
Garth Brooks
hat?
It's called a Cattleman's hat. It's a Stetson, but yeah, it's a...
Does it come at a point like that?
No, man, it's a little more broad. It's kind of... You know,
if I wore a hat,
it's one of those steal your girl hats.
Oh,
you need one of those, bro.
Sombrero?
Yeah.
No, if I wore this.
Now, that's kind of, yeah. So, yeah, I have like actually, that? I inherited a couple of those from my grandfather, man. So, I plan to, if we ever get Eddie O's barbecue restaurant up, I plan to put those hats in the restaurant.
They'd be tight. You didn't grow up watching Bonanza, right? Do you remember that show, Bonanza?
No, man, I grew up watching Michael Jackson.
That explains a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No. So Bonanza was this. Yeah. Who remembers Bonanza? Anybody? Yeah. So.
By the way, it was Eddie O Senior that.
So I was a little kid then,
and he was reluctant to raise his hand. I know, he was kind of like, I hope nobody's watching.
No. He raised his hand like this. He's like, he didn't even want to look us in the eye when he did it.
He was ashamed for any association. Any connection he made with you, he was completely ashamed.
Right, yeah. Anyway, there was a guy with a big 10-gallon hat.
All right.
And it kind of went straight up like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the kind of hat I would wear. That's a big boy's hat.
Yeah, you probably would need 2 seats on the rail.
I like how you took 20 minutes of this show just to stress that a 10-gallon hat exists. And how you made that connection of why you needed it in your life.
Yeah. Are you going to eat that corn, though?
Nah, bro.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Nah, I'm saving it for later.
There's more over there.
Nah, you know when I'm going to eat this? I'm that kind of person after everyone finishes it.
Yeah. You'd be the last one with corn.
And everybody's getting that flavor in their mouth just watering.
That's going
to be me. I'm that guy.
Damn.
Yeah.
Hey, so what else? Name some of your like staple dishes, I guess, or...
Well, I mean...
Well, because your tacos are amazing. And then when you put an over-easy egg on them...
Yeah, right? There's a brisket and over-easy egg, right?
So, our favorite meal of the day, or my favorite meal of the day, is breakfast. So, many folks don't know that, but my favorite meal of the day is breakfast. And if I could have, you know, one thing I'd cook all day, it'd be breakfast. So,
right.
my you know, I call it a long-term goal, but my immediate long-term goal, I guess, is to acquire a patch of land on which I can sell brisket breakfast tacos. And that's really what I want to do.
Like, is that the ultimate goal for Eddie O, maybe?
The ultimate goal...
Not like a big smoke house, like a big barbecue joint?
I think whatever piece of land we decide to, you know, plant our flag on would always sell breakfast. I think I would
start
with breakfast. I think breakfast is just one of those things for me that... brings people together in a way that, you know, other things don't. And it's been a huge part of my life. And I really, you know, so my vision is that one day, you know, Eddie O's Barbecue will have a set location to sell brisket breakfast tacos and other kind of tacos. But what we're most comfortable cooking is brisket.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We can cook other things. I'm actually not a big fan of ribs. Most people don't know that, which is why I really don't cook ribs.
Yeah.
But
you stick to what you're good at and what you like.
I really, the menu's driven off of what I like to eat. Mm-hmm. And so we're most comfortable cooking brisket.
No soup for you.
Yeah. that brisket breakfast taco with the fried runny egg and some queso fresco and some smoked bacon crumbs and some homemade salsa. That's what's got us on the map
right now.
But other things that we started cooking, man, were like so, you know, we're not the first ones, I'm sure, but you know, I'm not aware of you know, anybody doing it regularly. We try to push out our smoked brisket flautas. That was more of a kitchen experiment that went well.
Yeah.
And people just really seem to think of that kind of dish as a clean bite. It comes on a plate topped with some shredded iceberg lettuce, some queso fresco crumbs, and a homemade salsa roja, and we serve it alongside a side of magic beans.
Oh, magic beans.
And then that's the other thing, man. Mm-hmm. The magic beans, we make them with smoked beef sausage that, you know, there's Mexican chorizo, there's bacon, there's ham, there's all kind of things that go into that.
Those things are hearty, dude.
The key ingredient that goes into that is smoked beef sausage. So it's all beef sausage that we smoke, and then we turn it over and put it into the beans, and then we add a little bit of pork rind in there, so chicharron.
That fat.
Yeah.
So you're here this Saturday, right?
Yeah, I'll be here this Saturday.
What are the hours here?
I think this Saturday, so I have two little girls. Shout out to my daughters, Neve and Emma. Those are, you know, pretty much the driving force behind what we do. And my oldest daughter, she's in ninth grade. She's in high school. She goes to DeBakey High School. You know, she's old enough to help us out in the kitchen. And so, you know, sometimes I consult with her and ask her, you know, Mija, what would you like to see? And, you know, what would you have fun doing? But because I have them is one of the reasons that we're only here every other Sunday.
That's cool.
And I try to limit,
like Chick-fil-A.
You know, yeah, Simone.
Chick-fil-A should be open at least every other Sunday.
Family's first, as you can tell. Family comes out.
Yeah, family's first, man. So we limit the amount of service we, you know, take on whenever I have my daughters. But this Saturday we'll be here from 1 to 5.
Okay. I'll be here at 12:30. Come on, Steve, show up.
I am.
Let's do it.
I'm going to bring the fam. Speaking of fam.
Hey, we're going to get a lot of people here Saturday for you.
Yeah, man.
You're going to sell out by 1:30.
That's the goal. The goal is to always sell out. You know?
I mean, 12:30.
Yeah, the goal is to always sell out. And this is a really, really good, you know, it's a family-friendly environment. Dogs are welcome. Kids are welcome. I've seen a number of families walk through this door. You know, so it's somewhere where I would bring my family if, you know, if I wasn't serving here. So.
Yeah,
right.
Man, I'm going to be here for real.
So am I.
I'm not going to eat breakfast, and I'm just going to eat.
One day I'm going to do a all day breakfast taco day.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you do the breakfast taco here on Saturday?
I've never done a breakfast taco here, but I want to do a
Your brisket taco.
Oh, yeah.
You do that? You throw the egg on it?
Yeah. No, I haven't put the egg on it.
You don't do that here?
I've yet to do it.
Can I bring some eggs? Do you need eggs? Is that what's the problem?
What you need another grandma to cook eggs? I mean, I know this grandma's busy.
We ran out of chickens, man. We've yet to do it here, but I want to the idea is we're gonna start a barbacoa Sunday every other Sunday. Right.
Okay.
So this past Sunday was our first Sunday doing a smoked and braised beef cachete, and then we'll start that every other Sunday. We'll do a barbacoa Sunday and just kind of get. You can come by, order it by the pound. It comes with, you know, corn tortilla, salsa, onions.
What's on the menu? This, if I come Saturday at 12, you start right or one?
One. Okay. Yeah, we start at one.
What's on the menu? What can I choose? What are my choices?
Well, you're always going to have magic beans. Magic beans are forever, always. They're a permanent staple.
That all those guys that don't buy Valentine's gifts for your significant other.
Right.
On tomorrow, right?
See more.
Yeah.
You could come get magic beans. Bring her here on Saturday. Maybe everything will work out. Right?
And there's plenty of alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We can't promise that magic beans will repair
your
relationship. You said it earlier. They'll make you forget about your old lady.
It helps.
It helps. Yeah.
Right. So magic beans are always going to be a part of the menu, man. They're something that, you know, went from just a cook to kind of a recognizable dish that we do. And we really enjoyed
doing it. Is that what you call them, though, on the menu, magic beans?
Yeah. Yeah, they actually didn't start out with that name, but after some social sort of commentary back and forth.
Yeah.
It ended up being called magic beans.
Magic frijoles.
I like it.
Yeah, so we call them magic beans. Those are always on the menu.
Yeah.
We think we'll always offer the smoked brisket flautas. Okay. It's just a clean bite, man. It's something that people like.
What if I just want like a thing of brisket?
You can order meat by the pound.
Okay.
We did that this past weekend.
I need 10 pounds. Like always.
I need 10 pounds. Always.
Every time you go to Montrose.
That's not the heights.
Not that kind of meat, dude. Come on. Not that kind.
The menu changes once you get to the heights.
Hey, his grandmother's here, dude. but yeah, man, you can order. So one of our goals is alongside kind of the flair of barbecue that we serve, we also want to provide the customers like a traditional barbecue experience.
Okay.
So, you know, in a traditional barbecue experience, you might go and order, you know, a quarter pound of brisket, right, a quarter pound of sausage, and, you know, I'd fix that up with some pickles, onions, some bread.
That's what I need.
So
can you bring eggs Saturday, though, for real? I want to order easy egg on something.
Yes, they will.
Or did they not allow eggs to be cooked
in the
kitchen?
Oh, no.
You didn't get a permit for that.
They need a permit?
No.
Or not in Austin, dude.
D&T has been really, really, really supportive of our barbecue service, man. Okay. You know, namely, one of the reasons we're here doing this podcast, they've, you know, kind of just given me free reign to experiment, and our visions kind of are married in terms of just growing this place and growing, you know, the brand of beer that they serve, the brand of barbecue we serve. Right. So
I like this little place.
Really, really, I love this little place. I live about half a mile from here, if less than that, it's a short commute.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I am one of those people that will just order the barbecue and take it to go.
Yeah, no.
Can we put a to-go parking spot in the front? Because I don't want to park. Around the corner parking and have to walk over here.
So funny story, man,
I'm being serious.
The people that
I know you are.
So my grandmother pushes out the tortillas. Once that happens, you know, we like for her to kind of rest and join us and have a beer and sit down and relax. My mom helps us with the orders. My daughter helps us with the orders. But my dad is mostly my dad and I in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And one of the things we actually hate doing the most is to-go orders, man. It slows us
down.
They're
going to ignore you.
I tip well.
But we're trying to.
Or providing food to the vendor next to you.
We do.
Because it usually takes 30 minutes for me to get my tacos when I'm next to him as a vendor.
Because
he's so busy.
But
I'm patient. I'm like, oh, it's going to be good when I get it.
Yeah,
and it's funny. I'll stand there and I'll make eye contact with him. It's like, oh, yours is next.
I'll recall a couple of times we've given you your taco and you took 30 minutes to eat it.
I know, because I was busy.
All right,
but it's so good.
But people do want to go orders, and a lot of people do come in here requesting orders to go.
Right.
So, and we've always accommodated it.
Yeah, yeah.
We've just noticed that it slightly interrupts the flow of the in-house orders that we have. So it's not really a matter of wanting people to stop ordering to go.
Right.
It's more a matter of us figuring out how to better stream.
So he should come in and order like a regular person, have a beer.
Right.
And then
Simon, that's what we would prefer.
Can I take this to go?
That you would come in and be just taken a breath by the environment and all of the beer taps that you would sit on.
I don't know how to take a breath because usually when I breathe, it's like six glasses of this.
And then he can't drive home.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, babe, you might as well order Chinese food because I'm not going to make it back. I need an Uber.
We're going to start doing a brisket fried rice, too.
Oh, shit.
No, we're not.
Oh. I was about to say, you're about to tap into that market, dude.
Man,
Sharpstown.
No, our Blood Brothers barbecue.
Let me change the conversation a little bit. So when I first met you, Eddie, he asked, you know, do you want a brisket sandwich? I was like, yeah. You know, I'll take whatever you think is the best.
Right.
And so he started working on it. He goes, man, I'm missing one item. I said, nah, don't worry about it. I'll take it like that. I'm sure it'll be good. You know, it's all about the briskies. It needs to be done right. So he left. He left for about 30 minutes, close to 45 minutes.
Where was this at?
At the...
At Will Leather?
No, at Grateful Dane, the rum throwdown.
Oh, okay.
Right? So he took off, and he came back, and he needed to get that recipe. That ingredient. To serve it appropriately.
Wow.
If not, he was not going to be satisfied.
Because he could have if he wanted to, but it wasn't.
Yeah, just kind of like whatever, right? You know, we're going to be drinking. It doesn't matter. But that shows you the level of commitment of what things matter to
you.
They
don't play, dude.
They don't play, right? Hey. And so what I'm trying to lead into, he really takes pride in what he does, right?
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, because we're a marketing branding agency. That's what the show's about. We want to talk about marketing, branding, social media. A lot of times we kind of emphasize that that's really, really important. But in the food industry, yeah, you can do all the marketing and branding and have it perfect. But if your food's not right, it's not on point, they're not coming back. As a matter of fact, they're not even going to refer you, right?
Right.
So for Eddie, it's kind of the opposite, right? You kind of make the good dish, but I notice he's still different in the sense that I see him blowing up on social media. I see him hitting his branding and marketing. The fact that he said, we didn't put the phone number on here because of this reason. Like, this guy's really, really thought of all these things that mean a lot to his brand.
Right.
Right? And so I think the more you blow up, and I think that's one of the reasons he blows up, because he fucking cares, plain and simple.
Yeah.
He cares about his brand.
He's the real deal.
He cares about the food. He cares about the recipe. He cares about the image. I mean, he just fucking cares, bro.
And even the presentation, when you hand the food over, it's beautiful.
Well, it's
photo worthy.
We actually got a comment from two ladies that were here enjoying the, so the brisket flautas are called the Las Cantantes. Mm-hmm. And for people that don't know, but yeah, those are female singers. And a flauta is a resembling of a flute. So that's kind of where that name comes from. But that's why I call them Las Cantantes.
Yeah.
But anyway, there was a couple.
La Cantante.
Las Cantantes.
I got your La Cantante.
So there was a couple that was here over the weekend, and they actually commented on the presentation of it. But I remember the story that Steve's talking about. We were out at the rum distillery for the Grateful Dane kind of kickoff bash. And
it was their birthday.
It was their birthday, and they were actually releasing the first rum release in Houston since Prohibition.
Right.
And so we were excited. We were actually, I worked with Hector and Steve, we were actually the only food vendor out there that day, and you know, we sold out. I think we had a smoked pork pozole, and we had some, I think we had the charros. I'm not sure what we had, but I do remember the story he's talking about. So, and it, you know, it's not necessarily something I invented, but the way we served our brisket sandwich that day was on Texas toast with the missing ingredient, which was butter.
Right.
And
well, I didn't want to release because it was a certain type of butter. I was don't worry about it.
It was a certain type of butter. I forgot the butter. So there's a Walmart down the street. I went and got the butter. I was able to come back and finally serve him his sandwich.
That's awesome.
But, you know, the branding that he's kind of talking about, every barbecue operation and service and business has their own sort of set of strengths and, sort of that business focus and that business mind isn't foreign to my brand. I've had, other attempts at business ventures before I walked into barbecue.
Right.
Okay. And so I've kind of, learned how to market and how to brand those business ventures. And so for me, if you ask me what sets Eddie O's apart from other barbecue operations, I won't say it's necessarily the barbecue. It may be particular items that we do, like the magic beans. Mm. It might be the flautas. But I will say that we have a well sort of articulated and curated brand. Mm-hmm. And I plan on really, really growing that brand and pushing that brand. Yeah. So
you're doing good at it, bro.
No, he does.
Yeah. Hey, y'all give it up for Eddie O.
He does.
He's doing good. There's going to be Eddie O's all over the city, bro.
Eddie O's.
And
formerly known Houston, Texas.
Eddie O's Heights. Eddie O's South Side, right?
Eddie O's North Side.
Oh, there. Hey, all right. So, look, if you're listening, watching, everybody come out here Saturday.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
You start at 1 p.m., 1 p.m. to 1 p.m. what?
It'll be 1 to 5. Yeah. Until
you run out, or do you not run out when you're here?
No, I've been lucky enough to – so after a couple years of really doing this, moving it from just kind of backyard to a business passion, we've kind of gotten a better sense of how much we need to cook and how much we're going to sell.
Right.
And so we're pretty spot on most of the time with
what
we cook.
Got it down to a science.
Yeah.
You know, it's always tricky, man. We could cook for X amount of customer base and then that customer base not show up. It just depends. The weather has a lot to do with barbecue. Right. It impacts our cooks. It impacts the people coming out.
Mm.
So it's barbecue's a little different in that sense. It's man, you know, fire, wood, meat.
Right.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And there are certain things that we can't necessarily control. But the goal is to always sell out. And we've been fortunate enough to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are times when we're butting up against our stop time. And, you know, we'll stick around another hour to sell out.
Yeah.
So when people ask us from what time are you at, you know, Will Leather? Are you at Bayliston Brewery? Are you at D&T?
Yeah.
We don't give a stop time. We say, look, we're starting at this time and we're going to go until the barbecue runs out.
And events are different because you'll have a huge influx of people.
Right.
That help sell that stuff faster.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So events are different. But here, man, you know, these guys have been really great. You know, we got some people that are going to have, you know, D&T's been generous enough to offer our services as a package deal. So there are people that want to have their anniversary parties here, their weddings here.
I'm going to have my quinceañera here.
Their quinces here. Oh, wow. You know, and they say, hey.
How about you have your divorce here?
Yeah. divorce parties.
Wait, which one?
gender reveal party.
That's me right here.
Coming out the closet party. Yeah,
coming out the closet parties. Anything,
bro. Latinx. Latinx right here.
Yeah. But yeah, man, so it's been
that's
a
tight.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You're going to do good, bro.
I'm trying, yeah. Man. Yeah. I'm trying.
Anything you need to, if there's anything we can do just as a design agency or whatever,
anything.
Let us know.
No, you guys are doing it, man. Yeah. I'm very appreciative of you guys having me on as a guest on your, you know, podcast. I understand that the podcast has been going pretty well for you guys and I've listened to several of the episodes. So I'm just happy to be a part of kind of that creative spirit, and I'm looking
you
forward
like the background
to,
music.
To contribute.
It's good for his closing words.
You are like the worst host ever. He was like going into a spiel.
No, I'm letting him.
No, you completely interrupted him.
I did?
Yeah.
No,
he wasn't
I'm letting
even
him.
Finished.
No, keep going.
Yeah.
I'm giving you background music.
Oh, you can keep going now. It was getting very emotional, but
no,
go ahead, keep going.
No, yeah, no, but in continuing with that thought, yeah. I, you know,
I'm giving
outside
him some
look, you're doing it again. Shut up.
Be quiet already. quit looking at me.
No, outside of barbecue, man, there are, you know, real people in Houston doing real things. This town is full of creative people, and I've not only connected with other, you know, barbecue creatives, I've connected with, you know, music creatives, media creatives, and it's been a really, really nice experience. I'll say outside of, you know, my genuine passion that I have for cooking, the best part of what I do has been meeting all the awesome people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know,
yeah, you have a lot of fans, bro.
Kudos to you guys for giving me this platform to tell my story, and, I'm sure it won't
good.
Be the last time.
And we can share the hell out of this everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's out there on the
it's
internet.
It's not
going to
be the last time Eddie O gets interviewed.
In the worldwide internet.
So. Yeah, yeah. It's out there forever.
See more.
Like, have you seen that movie Chef?
No, but you reminded me of Salinas, man. When you said it's out there forever.
Hey, Richie.
Like, it's out there forever. I was like, oh, hold on, man.
Wait, you haven't seen the movie Chef?
No.
Hey, yo.
So, hey, being a barbecue guy, I don't watch a lot of TV.
Well,
man.
Watch this, and you're going to...
I guess 14
it's
hours
good.
Watching the brisket, bro.
Yeah,
come on, dude.
Right. No,
so, Al said you can have a...
You'll be able to relate to a lot of food stuff.
Speaking of the parties earlier, Al said, retiring the skinny jeans party for Hector.
They're not even that skinny, dude.
Come on, bro.
Come on, guys.
Come on, bro. When you have to put a safety pin on your zipper so it won't go down because they're so tight, that means they're pretty skinny.
Okay, y'all know he's kidding, right? Hey, anything else you want to finish off with? Or
no, man.
Any events coming up you're going to be at?
Well, we're not sure. There are some things that we can't speak on, so we won't. But there's some... You know, I would just encourage people to, raise their awareness of the barbecue industry. I didn't start out doing a podcast. I didn't start out doing regular barbecue service at D&T. I started out, you know, with a smoker about as big as this table. And so the next time that, you know, a guy wants you, you know, to try his barbecue or hand you his card, I would encourage that, you know, you give that guy a chance, because you could be looking at, you know, tomorrow's barbecue service.
Yeah.
And, so, for me, familia is a big thing. My family, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without my family. So if those were my parting words, I would just say, you know, love the people that are around you, love what you do, and the rest of it will take care of itself.
Boom. Dang. That's it. We don't even need to say anything else. Hey, y'all, give it up. Eddie O.
Eddie O.
Eddie O's. Right. Eddie O's. Hey, thank you guys for watching Something New.
Thank you to D&T.
D&T.
Big shout out to D&T. Yeah.
I mean, it's a beautiful place. It's clean.
Yeah.
The restrooms are clean, just for the ladies, anybody watching. those things matter. And
until that corn comes out.
Oh, that corn's going to come.
It looks like a paintball fight in there.
How about this? I will Instagram it for y'all tomorrow. It's going to be tight.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, no, man.
No? because he thinks I'm serious.
Yeah. Not my corn.
D said you wear your little nephew's pants. That's why.
Hey, so I'm serious. I'm gonna be here Saturday.
I'm gonna eat some
barbecue.
We'll even if it's to go, you. Just to annoy him, just to get him out of the flow.
Is that Steve's order?
Yeah, fucking Steve. I told him this whole 10-minute spiel how it disrupts the flow.
Yeah. You know, ya te dije el
terco, Steve. Terco.
But you know how he's gonna call your number? Number 32. Number 32.
Yeah. Two chicken.
Hey, so if you're going to come, comment. You have a lot of fans just watching right now. They're all like,
I was taking a look at my phone, man, but it died? Yeah, I think it simply ran out. My phone. But shout out to all of my followers, all of the people that support barbecue. Shout out to my brother Ray that came out today, Ray's Texas Smoke Barbecue.
Yeah, what's up, Ray? Hey, do you do catering? They keep asking if you cater.
Yeah, we do catering. We do, and we won't turn down an opportunity, but I will say, just to be transparent, our main business focus at this moment is to grow our brand and continue to grow that brand. And, you know, like I mentioned, I'm a full-time energy employee, and that enables me to do barbecue.
Right.
And so I'm always investing my
money
into barbecue.
And I'm being serious. Can I book you now for my mom's 80th birthday party in October?
I would love it. My grandmother's 80, and she pushes out 400 tortillas at a time, man.
I'll only hire you if you bring her.
Yeah, I'll bring her because she still likes to dance.
Oh, there's going to be music.
And she just got a brand new Buick.
No, seriously, I'll talk to you. Yeah.
No, it sounds good, man. Yeah. I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to shake hands live on the podcast, man.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot, brother. Y'all share this. Tag your friends. Comment Steve.
Tag your ex-wives.
Your ex-wife. Call your ex-wife. Hey, look.
The Sancha. You can text the Sancha.
Call your ex-wife. Look. Call your ex-wife with this music playing in the background. Yeah. Real soft.
Right.
It might work out.
Hey, girl.
Oh, he knows the song.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Let's go out with Eddie O.C.
I'm good. I'm retired.
Eddie O. That's the retired Eddie O there.
All right.
Yeah, that's my old man. Yeah. He wouldn't be on a podcast if y'all paid him.
We're going to bring him on. Hey, will he come in here and say hi? I want everybody to see him real quick.
Yeah, come over here, man.
Just come say hi real quick.
Just
on the
come
camera.
Here real quick,
this
man.
This is the man that creates the barbecue.
Yeah, this is...
and your mom. Bring your mom. Bring your mom and your grandma. Everybody come here real quick.
Ma, grandma, y'all come over here.
Yeah. I want y'all to meet them.
Yeah, so this is
Just sit in there real quick.
This is the familia, man.
The fam of all fams. Here.
Real quick. We'll do this real quick just as we close. Somebody can touch that mic. Give that to your dad real quick. Oh, hold on.
Oh, isn't that on?
All right, it's on now. Hey, thank you guys for everything that y'all do. Y'all awesome.
Yeah.
You got to talk a little closer. Yeah. You proud of y'all son? Your grandson?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What time can I get those tortillas tomorrow?
Is there an online order form I can put in?
Yeah. Are you on the...
I Ken, I'm here to
Hey, I was trying to bypass Eddie and go through the grandma.
Yeah, no, grandma.
Caesar's got to collect his tax, bro.
No, familia's tight, man. But no, but I'm glad you invited my. I'm glad you invited my family up, man.
Yeah.
My grandmother, I don't know what I would do without her, man. My barbecue brand certainly wouldn't be where it's at today without my grandmother. My mother is, you know, the person that continues to motivate me and put me in check whenever I feel overwhelmed, whenever I feel like things are getting out of hand. You know, she encourages me to just kind of take things one day at a time.
That's
my
awesome.
Dad's actually not a people person, man. Yeah. He would rather not be up here doing this.
Like, he's gonna hurt me later, huh? Look.
Yeah. Probably.
He keeps staring at me like he kept doing this.
But,
like,
but he is all businessman, and he does, you know, he does no barbecue. And so we've been able to – it's always a family affair, man. If you come out
– That's good.
There have been times where, you know, we've sold out of places, and it's just been all my family here.
Man, that's awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Which means they like to eat.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Y'all good. We're going to be here Saturday. Y'all want to say anything? Y'all want to say anything before we go off?
Thank you very much. We will be here. Thank you so much.
You're going to be here Saturday?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Saturday.
All right. Cool. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody who came out tonight. Yeah.
She's going to be showing off her new Buick.
She's going to be doing burnouts out front in her new Buick.
Yeah. We might start.
Smoke the tires.
We might turn the Buick into the brisket mobile.
Oh, open the trunk and it's the smoker?
Yes.
It's got that fifth wheel with pop neon
trunk.
Lights.
Pop trunk with the brisket.
And you do the hydros to turn the meat, like, and it turns the meat inside, you know?
He always takes it to like the point where you just don't know where he's going.
All right, we're going. We're done here, dude.
Yes, please.
It's been over an hour, bro.
Oh my god,
you talk too much, bro.
It got away from us, man. But I think everybody enjoyed it. Yeah, I think it was a good show, man.
At one point, we had 8,000 viewers.
No, I'm kidding.
Like
that. Can I buy some of those?
Oh, wait.
It said 8. I thought it said 8,000.
Yeah, okay. 8,000. That's a lot different from 18, man.
But committed. Right. But committed 8.
Right. No, hey, man, you guys have a very professional setup.
Thank you.
You know, from
anytime
the lights,
you want to do anything.
Yeah, man, the lights, the camera work. You got the tunes going. You got the microphones.
We don't play, bro.
You know, my man, Steve's got his commercial voice down. You guys have. No, man. Hey, a la grava, man. You've been really. Really professional, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. You want to close out with a commercial for Eddie O?
Hey there, partner. I know you've had a hard, hard day today. Being on that rig, wondering what's for dinner, breakfast, maybe even lunch. I know what works around the clock. Eddie O's. Just as hard as you work, Eddie's working for you. That's right.
All right. See y'all later. All right. Bye. Baby, fall into my kiss. It should just happen. That was this. Trusting so much that there's no one else but us. And this moment that says it's so right. That's all we have in this life.